John.
And I'm Drew.
And you're listening to The Hourcut,
our ever-growing library of everything, 1 hour at a time. Hi.
Hi.
I'm here with Harry Carey.
Hi.
You know what I'd be if I were a season? Summer.
I'd be summer.
But this one isn't going to be necessarily about summer.
No.
This is going to be the road trip mixtape.
Remember when we went on a road trip?
Yeah, so this calls back to... This is calling back to a couple episodes, right?
Yeah.
So we're doing a mixtape, but we're also... We wanted to do another road trip episode.
Yeah.
But spin it a little bit, right?
Yeah.
Literally.
Twist.
Spin it.
Aw.
On a record player. Not really. A digital. A virtual.
A digital
record. So this is that episode. And as usual, we have both selected some songs. What were the parameters?
So we outlined, well, there's a couple of things here. I think these are all layered in. First and foremost, these are songs that evoke the road trip.
Yeah.
So in its most general sense, that's what this is. Now, that also encompasses songs that you can recall listening to while on a road trip.
Yeah.
Or it could be songs that make you want to go on a road trip.
Yes.
It could be all of those things. And those can all fall into that category, I think.
Or a song that make you think of road trips.
Yes.
Anything.
Stuff that...
Essentially songs that we either personally relate to road trips... Or even their subject matter may talk about road trips,
Oh, yeah. A couple of mine do.
Okay, great. I don't think mine sort of... Yeah, actually, some of mine do.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got some.
Hey!
Hey, guys! I made a couple of playlists for you, too. This first one.
Wouldn't it be great if he just went nuts in the booth? He's up there. Like they're supposed to be calling the game. And he's like, this song is my favorite from 1974.
I think you guys are going to really like it.
Harry, we can't play that. Harry.
Be quiet. Foul ball.
Okay, this song.
Hold on a second.
Oh, yeah. Start the car.
Listen to that baby hum. All right, now we're ready.
I'm just going to straight up say this is Blitzkrieg Bop by the Ramones. And the reason I chose this song, the movie Vacation reminds me, obviously, of road trips and was a sort of like required viewing material in my family to sort of exist. And so one of the songs on the soundtrack is Blitzkrieg Bop, and it's pretty great, utilized very well. I actually wanted also to use Holiday Road for this mixtape, but we've used it in an interlude.
We actually used it in the road trips.
Yeah, exactly.
Episode, yeah.
And so I figured I'd do this one instead, especially because it's got that beat, that kind of that driving beat, you know? And okay.
Driving
right?
Beat.
So the Ramones, Blitzkrieg Bop.
Let's go. The bumping in the straight line. They're going through.
Yeah.
See?
I'm ready to go. They said, let's go. I'm going. Here I go.
That's a great song. Mm. That is an excellent song.
Yeah. Oh. I know, it's
the song that...
What a kickoff.
...started the heartbeat of 1,000 punks. Right?
On the road.
Yeah. I love that lyric. Pilot in the backseat.
Mm-hmm.
That's where they come. That's where you hear that lyric in the movie Vacation,
mm-hmm,
but then they generate steam heat.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that what he says?
Yeah,
the
generate steam heat,
dancing to the or moving to
the
back
to the back beat,
blitzkrieg bop. Yeah, there,
all right.
That's my first one.
Good tune.
Thank
well
you.
Well done.
Thank you.
Nice kickoff.
Thanks.
I gotta. I feel like now I'm maybe kind of. I'm going to undercut that a little bit because mine is not so driving of the beat.
It's all right. You got to slow it down sometimes.
All right. Yeah. That's what a mixtape is, man.
You're
alternating.
Yeah. And I did I'll say it right now. I did a poor job of alternating mine.
Oh, well, that's good then because maybe we'll balance each other's out.
Good.
Yeah. I mentioned this band in the side projects and concept bands.
Oh.
No, actually, not in the episode, but in the addendums about that.
Yes.
Where I talked about Ben Gibbard from Death Cab for Cutie.
Yeah.
And Jay Ferrarar from some other band. I don't know. Uncle Something. Sonvolt.
Something.
One of those bands.
Okay.
They did
Did
this.
Did you say Songvolt?
Sonvolt. Sonvolt.
Oh. Songvolt.
Songvolt?
Songvolt would be a lot cooler.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Song Voltage would be even better.
Songvolt.
Songvolt.
Right? Song.
What if you just ran them together and they were Songalt?
I want to make sure that you know that I'm saying song.
G.
Like, not son.
Song.
Songvolt.
G. Are you not hearing my G?
No.
Song.
You not hearing my G?
They did this project where they musically adapted one of Jack Kerouac's novels, Big Sur.
Whoa.
And so this is the first one, and it's all about the beginning of the book where he is he's heading out to California on a train,
mm-hmm,
which is unusual because most of Jack Kerouac's travels were by car. But I like the book ultimately talks about the road, and there's other songs on the album that talk about how like the road doesn't flow the way it used to and stuff like that. But I don't like the spirit of that for the start of my intro tape. So I like this one, and it talks about a road trip of a different sort. It's sort of like the pre-road trip before people could travel by road. They would travel by train.
Okay,
so that's what we're gonna do. Get
train
on the train.
Trip. Train
right
trip.
Now. This is called the California
Track
Zephyr.
Trip.
Up the Hudson Valley, across New York State, to Chicago, then the plains. All so easy and dreamlike, crashing the salt flat daybreak. I hear I'll take you home again, Kathleen. Sad and fog winds out there to blow. Across the rooftops of eerie old hangover, San Francisco. Now I'm transcontinental, 3,000 miles from my home. I'm on the California Zephyr, watching America roll by. Now I'm transcontinental, 3,000 miles from my home. I'm on the California Zephyr, watching America roll by. I've hit the end of the trail, can't even drag my body. I've been driven mad for 3 years. Too much fame keeps a body busy and a mind full of white courtiers. Terrified by that sad song across rooftops, mingled with the lachrymose cries of the Salvation Army meeting on the corner, saying Satan is the cause of it all. Now I'm transcontinental, 3,000 miles from my home. I'm on the California Zephyr, watching America roll by. Now I'm transcontinental, 3,000 miles from my home. I'm on the California Zephyr, watching America roll by.
That was lovely.
Thanks. I like it too.
I really like, is it Ben Gibbard?
Mm-hmm.
I really like his voice.
Yeah.
He's got an excellent voice.
I love his delivery of lines like that. Like, the thing I love most about Death Cab for Cutie is his wordplay and, and like the lyrics that don't sound like song lyrics.
Yeah.
You know, they sound more like some kind of essay or a blog post or something.
Yeah, totally.
And he manages them really well, and I think he does the same thing there.
If you had not told me that was, you know, taken from prose, I would not have had any inkling, I don't think. It's pretty well transcribed.
Well done, Ben.
I like that it's a pre-road trip.
Yeah.
Before there were road trips, there were train trips.
Yeah.
And it sort of had a similar feel to it, right?
Yeah, I imagine it had to be like, you know, quite an escape to get on a train and go across the country.
Well, it's like sitting in the back seat, you know, like you're not in control.
Yeah,
you're just watching America roll by. That's what
as
he
it
said,
does.
Right?
That's
what he said.
Watching America roll by.
Is that the lyric?
3,000 miles from your home.
Yeah. That's actually very far.
It is.
I don't know if he was actually J-far. In America.
You totally missed what I did there.
I've heard it. How wide is America? It's not...
It's like 3,800 miles or something like
okay.
that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is it my turn?
Yeah.
All right. Good song. I like it. I'm gonna have to look into that myself.
Do it.
So this song is... I honestly, the whole album makes me think of road trips. I don't know why necessarily. I just remember listening to it for the first time and thinking how good of a road album it was. The album is originally it was called Bleed American by Jimmy Eat World, but they retitled it following the events of 9/11, I think.
It was actually released on 9/11, wasn't it? Or shortly before that.
Really? Yeah, pretty close. And so they changed the title to just be a self-titled album, right?
Yeah, but then they changed it back.
Did they?
Well, at least for later releases. Like there's a deluxe edition. Yeah, I think it's called Bleed American Deluxe Edition. Yeah.
So they brought it back. But honestly, any song off of there, to me, kind of feels like on the road. Because I remember listening to it, the day I bought it, just feeling like, man, this is just has a great... From song to song has a great kind of pulse to it. But the one I chose that I think kind of encapsulates it for me is called A Praise Chorus.
Why you gonna live your life? Things are never gonna be the way you want. Where's it gonna get you?
I don't ever want to get out of this car. I don't ever want to get off the road.
See?
Damn.
You can listen to that whole album.
Yeah, that album is, I mean, I love it for all sorts of reasons. And it's one of those things, I think specific to road trips, what helps is when you have an album that you can just put on and listen to the whole thing.
Yeah, yeah,
you know,
yeah.
You don't want to have to be fumbling around. Even like when you don't have to worry about CDs and stuff, you still,
right.
Like, you just don't want to be distracted from,
yeah.
You just want to be in the zone.
Yeah.
And that album keeps you in the zone from start to finish.
I think it's really well composed,
mm-hmm.
the song order.
Yeah.
You know, the other song that I wrestled between that and Your House,
mm-hmm.
for this mixtape.
Mm-hmm.
And I ultimately went with this, obviously, but Your House is sort of like, if you liked that and you want a similar, but kind of different turn on it,
mm-hmm.
sort of more low key song, but it builds as it goes. Mm-hmm. Your House is a good one. I think what might become apparent, and may already be, for me in terms of this mixtape, is like this. You can kind of imagine me with the windows down, screaming each of these songs.
Yeah,
yeah. So
hey,
hey, you know what I like to scream. Anyway, that's again. If you like that song, that whole album's like that.
Yeah, the killer
thing.
Killer.
Probably, in my opinion, their best album.
Yeah, most complete, 100%,
yeah,
most
yeah.
fully satisfying.
Yeah, all the way through, kind of
every
album.
Emotional button.
Getting
pushed.
Yeah.
I like to drive with the windows down as
I
well.
Like to drive. point of order.
I like to drive with the windows down on a road trip, and I also like. I will always put road trips. My mind will always put road trips in a very particular framework or context, and it's always like from that like maybe early 40s to mid 60s frame of reference.
Interesting.
Which obviously I don't have. a lot to go on.
Practical experience.
Right. But I have like an aesthetic in my mind. Yeah. That has been fed over years from various things. And so,
maybe that's the truest version of it.
The one that's in your mind?
Well, the one that's remained, you know, the one that has been injected into you since it no longer exists, right?
Right.
What's left
are
people's memories and feelings and emotions about it. And that's what's entered into you at this point. You know,
that's
Maybe that's the most pure, the essence.
Yeah. It's not diluted
by the trappings of everyday life.
Bad truck stop food.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or maybe it's enhanced by bad truck stop food. Yeah. Well, that kind
of
goes along with it. So like this idea, that's always sort of in the back of my mind. And so I'm trying to always put things into that, you know, whenever I can. And so I will hear songs, and if I hear a song about a road, I'm immediately like, or, you know, like a journey or driving, you know, whatever. I'm putting it in that scenario.
Okay.
And that even goes for like modern songs. I'll hear a song like this one, and immediately it calls to mind, like, maybe not that era, that golden era, or being in that era, but the remnants of that era. God, this sounds so...
Yeah, you need to make a funny joke. Yeah. At your own expense.
Yeah.
Quick.
I'm dumb. A weirdo.
Yeah.
So I hear this song, and I immediately think about dilapidated drive-in movie screens.
That's fun.
And it's... this is... Actually, I think it's a Kris Kristofferson song.
Oh.
But it's performed by Cat Power. It's called Silver Stallion.
I'm gonna steal a silver stallion with not a mark upon his silky hide. Teach him he can dress me like a sister. One day we'll settle up and ride, and we're gonna ride. We're gonna ride like the one-eyed Jack of Diamonds with the devil close behind. We're gonna ride, we're gonna ride. I'm gonna find me a reckless razor blades and ice in his eyes. Just a touch of sadness in his fingers. Thunder and lightning in his thighs. And we're gonna ride, we're gonna ride. Ride like the one-eyed Jack of Diamonds with the devil close behind. We're gonna ride. I'm gonna chase the sky forever with the man, the stallion, and the wind. The sun is gonna burn into a cinder before we ever pass this way again. And we're gonna ride, we're gonna ride. Ride like the one-eyed Jack of Diamonds with the devil close behind. We're gonna ride, we're gonna ride.
Big happy train.
Big happy train.
Right? They could be on there.
Oh, yeah.
As long as they played that.
Yeah. Oh, that's perfect for the big happy train. That's a barefoot song.
Yeah, you got to take your shoes off.
I mean, she's not wearing shoes in that song.
You can tell. You can hear it.
Yeah.
I like the way she said trust.
Trust.
Trust. That's a mellow one, man.
Yeah, I find that I lean toward the mellow ones. Like, well, I like a good charge, and we'll get to that.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I that's another like characteristic. I think about these, you know, sort of wide open spaces in between things.
Yeah.
You know, and I like that song and some of these other ones to me sort of evoke those wide open spaces.
Yeah.
You know, there's just a lot of dust and dirt and
her feet are up.
Mm-hmm.
She's in the back seat.
Mm-hmm.
Feet are out the window, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's a sunny day.
Mm-hmm. Hair is blowing.
Yep. She's in like a sundress.
Yep.
Right. Flower print.
Probably.
But it's like brown. It's sort of like from age.
Yeah. And from dirt.
Yeah.
Blowing around because she never closes the windows.
Close the windows. That's what it takes.
Solve your problem.
Yeah.
Hey, close those windows.
All right.
What do you got?
Well, I had a mellow one, but I don't think I should follow your mellow one.
Oh.
So I'm going to jump ahead in my list.
Okay.
To try to make it to even things out more.
Sure.
This is a song about the road. This is a song about being on the road. It's an experience that I've never had, this particular road experience. I don't know if I want to ever have it. Like, I'm kind of okay that I have never had it, but it's a romantic one. It's sort of something that I think a lot of youths kind of look at and think, oh, that'd be great to have that experience. So it's a song about being in a band and touring, in a van, you know?
Yeah.
And the song is called Shoulder to the Wheel by Save the Day.
Ha ha ha.
I made a mistake, though.
Oh.
I mean, that is the song I wanted.
Yeah.
That's the song I wanted on the mixtape. But they have a lot of road songs, I should say. And they all, on the same album, there's a song called, I think, The Vast Spoils of America or something like that. And that one, I think, is in particular about touring.
Hmm.
This one, I think, definitely has that.
Yeah. That
less overtly.
Yeah.
The thing that kind of like solidifies that idea for me is that sort of feeling like a touring song is the lyric where he says, the windows are up tight and I'm home, you know, like the car, the van or whatever is home.
Yeah.
To them
that's where you're living
on tour. But I also really like the lyric, the world flying by is slick and smooth.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good lyric.
So smooth.
they have that song. Like they have The Vast Spoils, which I mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
It's on the same album. There's also a song called Take Our Cars Now, which I almost put on this mix, but it's mellow. It's a mellow one, so I didn't put it on. and then there was another one that, there's one that's similar to your Train Trips called Third Engine, which is also kind of he's sitting on a train car.
Were they on the Big Happy Train?
No. Not that I know of. Maybe.
Wouldn't that throw things?
Yeah.
There's all these guys in Depression era clothing, and then there saves the day. Yeah. I'm like,
hey guys.
Shorts and t-shirts. I like that lyric. What is it? Let me see here. The part where he says, Dave steps on the gas, the world's flying by, big waves of light. The rocking out.
Yeah.
I really like that.
Rocking out.
That idea. And the movie that brings to mind, the scene that brings to mind, is from Almost Famous.
I've never seen that movie.
Oh, well, then I can't really talk about it.
Oh.
I mean, it doesn't really spoil
anything.
Just
talk about it.
But, well, there's a scene in Almost Famous where the band and everybody who's traveling, all their girlfriends and everybody's at odds with each other. They've just had, you know, like a big fight or whatever, and nobody trusts anybody. They're all angry at each other. And they're just sitting in silence on this tour bus.
Yeah.
And somebody's got the radio on, and it starts playing Tiny Dancer.
All right.
And somebody starts singing along.
Yeah.
And then somebody else starts singing along. And then pretty soon the whole damn, you know, bus is singing along to Tiny Dancer. And then everybody's fine, you know, like they've gotten past whatever their, you know, transgressions were or whatever.
Well, I guess I don't need to see the movie now.
Really, you don't, because that's where it peaks.
Spoil
it just gets bad after that. The problem that I have with it, like that, it's such a forced execution of that.
Sure, But it does exist.
But man, the essence of it, is so real and so authentic.
Yeah.
You know, like, this is something like I tend to not. I try not to like put myself in a situation where I'm in the car for a long time with people that I don't get along with, you know. But you know, if you're on a long road trip, invariably you're probably going to hit moments where, like, you know, somebody maybe just says something and then you like fixate on it for a little while.
Yeah.
Or maybe you're still thinking about something that happened days ago. And just by virtue of having all this time to think, it keeps percolating in your mind or whatever. But I feel like that moment of like rocking out where everybody's, you know, jumping in and you know, that makes up for a lot. And that's why I think part of why road trips are so appealing. It's because you have those moments. In line with that, one of my favorite ways to pass the time on a road trip is a sing along. I love it when you can, when everybody's singing the same words, you know.
Okay.
Or you know, like in accompaniment, you know, some harmony going on there,
okay,
whatever. That's fine. But the problem is, most of the time, or at least in my case, I'm in a car with people who don't necessarily have the same musical tastes as I do. Or, you know, they just don't know the words to these songs. Maybe they recognize them, but they don't know them. And that's where my number three pick comes in.
Oh, okay.
Because I found that this is the great
Unifier,
yeah, across generations.
This is the watering hole?
Yeah, it's ridiculous, and I can't believe that it never occurred to me earlier, but this, and I've had this experience maybe with two or three different groups of people where you put these songs on, and suddenly everybody is singing along.
These songs.
These songs. This is a category. Now, there's a couple that can fit into here. I think show tunes work really well for this.
Okay.
So if you put on like the Rocky Horror Picture Show or you know, anything that has like a certain degree of what's the word, permeation, you know, where it has really saturated the culture, you get this effect. But I think these songs, this category works even better. And okay. It's TV theme songs.
Oh.
So I've got a medley of TV theme songs here that I'm going to bust out.
Oh, wow.
And, man, I guarantee you, the time it's over, yeah. Like, if you're listening to this in the car, by yeah. the time this is over, you are going to be making, like, guitar sounds and wow. all sorts of stuff.
I'm excited.
You just can't
resist
them. They're just too damn catchy. It's all Barry Manilow's fault.
Oh.
All right, here we go.
Here we are, face to face, a couple of silver spoons, hoping to find we're two of a kind. Make it a go, make it grow. Together we're gonna find our way. Together taking the time each day to learn all about those things you just can't buy.
See, you want to keep going.
I'm going to tell you why I wanted more.
What?
Because I hate with a burning passion. I hate the Golden Girls theme.
You just haven't come back around to it.
Do you understand that the second I hear the beginning of that song, I want to punch someone?
That song was, if I'd had any like an actual order to my wedding reception playlist, that would have been the last song played.
Oh,
yeah,
I would have killed someone. Oh God, it makes me.
But the other two make up for it, right?
I've never. Maybe I'm like. Maybe I'm going to make a lot of enemies here, but I've never liked that show, ever. I've never found it funny. And I realize I'm not the guy. Like, it's not aimed at me.
Right.
It's clearly not aimed at me.
But yet, there are a lot of people in your demographic
who
love it.
I know. And
adore it.
It boggles my mind. I've never laughed at anything in that show, ever. Ever. I mean, the show makes me almost as mad as that song. The first one, I barely know.
Silver Spoons?
I watched the show.
Yeah.
But I
have the faintest memories of it. A certain episode sticks in my mind. But the song has always stuck
with
me.
See, the theme never stayed with me.
Huh.
However, the final one.
Yeah, Growing Pains.
Growing Pains is
which is a song I only know via that. Yeah, via really? The album. Yeah, like I hear it on a compilation and that wow, first, that's a great theme song.
That
never
first
watched the show.
Hit gets you. Show me that smile
ooh,
again.
Show me that smile.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's the perfect call and response song.
Yeah.
That's why that works so well on a road trip. If everyone's on their toes,
mm-hmm.
you'll get people picking parts, right?
Yes, yeah, yeah.
That's what you gotta do.
And the thing that's great about the like the television songs is like that it, not only is it a cultural reference point
yeah.
that people are more likely to know than like a song yeah. buried on an album that you know nobody's ever listened to that you happen to really love.
Yeah.
But they're also like you've got so many jumping off points for conversation
sure.
now. You can talk about the theme songs, you can talk about the shows, you can talk about specific episodes.
Talk about whether you hated them.
Whether you hated them. I mean, that's like at least a 2 hour discussion
yeah,
right
agree.
There
I
to
agree.
Figure out why you didn't
why
like Golden
it?
Girls.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, and I said it as we were listening to it. The lyric that makes my skin crawl is, you were a
you're a
pal and
a confidant.
Like the word confidant used by those, all of those songs, especially from that era. Are at once insipid and wonderful, aren't they?
Like, oh, yeah.
You sort of like, I think everyone acknowledges how bad they are.
They're very laden with saccharin. And,
yeah. And saxophone. And,
yeah. Which is probably why I like them so much.
But it's like this shared memory, I think, that a lot of us have.
Uh-huh. And they're uplifting. Like, there's a science to it or a formula to them.
Yeah.
That is meant to like leave you on an up note.
And television, you know, became very sarcastic after that and very mm-hmm. biting and kind of like insult humor became
right.
the
yeah.
new kind of way to joke and be funny and there was no room for this kind of uplifting
mm-hmm.
you know, because it was
together.
Absurd. Yeah.
Yeah. Come on, gather around the kitchen table
minutes.
And
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, so I'm next. I'm
yeah,
next.
You're up
I'm
now,
next.
Man. Yeah, give me some payback for
okay.
Golden Girls.
Payback. So this song, this is my mellow song, I guess. And it's not like super mellow or anything, but it's the mellowest one that I have
all right.
to listen to. This is a recent, I mean, I've known the song for a while, but recently I've kind of attached it to the feeling of being on the road. Hmm. I think it's actually a song about losing someone, maybe even to a car accident. But it's still kind of like, for me, it's similar to your Cat Power song, where I picture the windows down,
mm-hmm.
just kind of driving at a steady pace, sun pushing in through the windshield, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, the song is Dixie Road Rash by Kamen Rider.
The world's most obvious car crash. She went through 20 states, but the one I hate came last. Whoa, 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 nothing slows down. Nothing ever turns around. Best for minor maladies. No one knows why.
weird like juxtaposition.
Yeah,
kind of like that, like laid back jamming, but
yeah,
that's some pretty
heavy.
Yeah,
nothing slows down. Nothing ever turns around. If I had one wish come true, I wish that you'd be here with me, or that I would have been there with you.
Mm.
Ooh,
ugh. That's about Harry Carey, right?
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, so I think they're another band, Kamen Rider, that for me I can sort of put on and let it go. You know what I mean? They have a lot of songs that feel like road songs to me.
Mm-hmm. They flow.
But that one hit me recently. You know how you'll listen to songs like for years and years and years, and then something will click about a song you've heard hundreds of times, and it suddenly feels kind of new and fresh. That one
extra relevant, or yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And that one literally weeks ago kind of like picked up, and I sort of felt connected to it in a weird way. I mean, I haven't lost anyone, so it's not that, but it sort of feels like, and maybe it's the summer aspect that, you know, it's summer now.
Right.
And I feel that kind of languid, you know, hot, lazy, like feel when the window's down.
Mm-hmm.
And that kind of, that song to me embodies that sensation.
Nice. It languid. Languid.
Did I use that right?
Yeah.
I feel like I've tried to use that word before.
We have, yeah. I can't remember what episode, but
I think it was another mixtape episode.
Maybe it was. Languidity.
It might be when I was talking about the song by Band of Skulls.
Oh. Yeah, it might have been.
Maybe I only have one word to describe songs that are mellow, and it's languid.
It's a good word.
Languidity.
It's accurate, I'd say. It's not misused.
The languishness.
You're the
I'm the linguist.
Linguist.
I'm the langolier. All right, you got a song, right?
I got a song.
A song bolt.
Here's a song. You want to hear it? Here it goes.
Here it goes.
Here's my contribution to the road trip movie. Poll song.
Uh-oh.
Poll
Uh-oh.
Thing.
Uh-oh.
Easy Rider.
Uh-oh.
Easy Rider. Movie about being on the road.
I've heard about that movie.
It's a good movie. It's one of my favorite movies, actually. I've come to really, really like it. I mean, I liked it immediately when I first saw it, but it's one of those movies like that continues to get better every time I see
Jimothy Dean.
What?
James Dean.
No, he's not in it.
Everyone thinks he is.
Is he? Do they?
I did. He's not in it?
No. He was long dead.
Oh, Marlon Brando.
No, he's not in it either. I like this,
yes,
though.
He
this
is
good. This is great.
He's got the cap on.
No, that's the wild one. What else you got? What else you got? Now that you've assumed this, you're never going to believe me when I tell you
Paul
he's
Newman.
Actually in it.
Paul Newman.
No.
Wait.
That was Butch Cassidy in Sundance Kid. Similar, though. Same year, I think. Peter Fonda.
Oh.
And Dennis Hopper.
Whoa.
Are the main guys.
Oh, yeah, Dennis Hopper.
Yeah. And then Jack Nicholson gives, like, the performance of his career. The scene that everybody, like, I think that gets often played whenever they do those, like, montages in the Oscars, they're always, like, showing these shots of motorcycles
James
driving
Dean.
Down the... Yeah. They're always showing people from other movies. And but they'll play... what's the Steppenwolf song? It's the song.
Born to be Wild.
Born to be Wild, right. So they'll play that and, you know, show the... Because that's the opening credit song. Out on the open road. That's the great bass.
That's what you got.
That's not what I got.
Oh.
That's not my song. This, I think, is a much better song. It's languid. This is Smith performing a song made famous by the band called The Wait.
All right.
Yeah. went looking for a place to hide. When I saw Carmen and the devil walking side by side, I said, hey Carmen, come on, let's go downtown. She said, I gotta go, but my friend can stick around. Take a load off Annie, take a load for free, take a load off Annie. And you put the load right on.
When was that? That's a cover.
It's a cover. When I don't know when. Made? I don't know when it was originally written. Some, it couldn't have been long before that. 68.
Yeah,
maybe. That movie came out in 69.
All right.
So yeah, somewhere around there.
Wow.
You know, think about that. That has a great soundtrack, and I could do without all of it, except for that song.
What do you mean?
Like,
by
if
that?
That song were the only song in the movie,
oh, you'd
if
be
that
all right.
If that were the score, if yeah. that song just kept playing throughout the movie,
yeah.
it would be totally fine.
Wow,
I would be totally okay with it.
Fair enough, Chester.
Chester, I said, wait a minute, Chester.
He just wanted him to watch his dog.
It's all he's asking.
Yeah,
and hang out with the devil and
yeah,
take care of Anna Lee or whatever.
Anna Lee,
yeah.
Annie Lee,
Annie Lee, Anna yeah. Lee.
Take a load off, Annie.
Hey!
Is it the same Annie from Smooth Criminal?
Yeah. Annie, like, are you okay?
Like, do you think
now
she
taking
did?
That load
she
off.
Took the load off.
Right.
And then Michael Jackson okay? happened upon her. Annie, are you okay?
Do you want your load back?
Are you okay, Annie? Oh, no. You've been hit.
Oh, what if that were the case? The guy's yeah. like, yeah, sure, I'll take it. You know, he's acting all like the martyr.
Yeah, yeah,
come
yeah.
on, come on, Annie, give me your load. when in actuality he was
I think we just
sneaking away.
It's a sequel. Smooth all Criminal is a sequel to The Wait. Listen to those songs together, everybody.
Yeah, now play them back to back.
And then tell us what you think.
Then play them each backwards.
Well, I have a song now that's it's not from the same era, but it's close-ish. I wanted to get the original version of this song, but I couldn't find it, at least not in a good quality. So I have a cover that I really like a lot. I love this cover, but I also understand that the original is probably even more beloved by those who like this song. So I apologize in advance. However, I hope you'll enjoy this cover. It is a song about the road in particular. I heard this song, you know, many, many, many years ago, so far long ago that I didn't even remember it until recently when I heard the cover. And then I watched the movie that it's in.
The cover or the original?
The original a few days ago. And it's a great movie. It's the Muppet movie. The original Muppet movie, not the Muppets, which everyone gets confused these days.
Really?
Like yeah. I've this
like
has
the
happened
confusing
to me.
The Jason Segel movie with the Muppet movie.
Well, just the titles. Like this has happened to me several times where I've told people, "Oh, I watched the Muppet movie," and they're like, "Oh, I've been meaning to see that."
Oh, thinking
and I'm like,
it's
not
the Muppets.
Hmm. That's the new one. The original is the Muppet movie.
You need to start doing like the parenthetical.
Thing. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
When you start being like, I like Dawn of the Dead 78.
Yeah,
not
yeah,
Dawn
yeah.
of the Dead. 2004.
But I do like Dawn of the Dead 2004.
Yeah, it's okay. Yeah.
So this song is a cover of Moving Right Along by Alkaline Trio.
Moving right along in search of good times and good news with good friends you can lose. This could become a habit. Opportunity knocks once, let's reach out and grab it. Yeah. Together we'll nab it. We'll hitchhike, bus, or yellow cabbage.
Cabbage?
Moving right along. Come share it with me. Moving right along. We'll learn to share the load. We don't need a map to keep the show on the road.
Hey, that song is starting to sound better, Danny.
Moving right along. We found a life on the highway.
And your way is my way.
So trust my navigation.
California, here we come to pie in the skyland.
Palm trees and warm sand.
But sadly, we just left Rhode Island.
We did what?
Just forget it.
Moving right along.
Do the quote.
Which one?
His joke, Kermit.
Wait,
if
what?
I.
Oh.
If I.
If I. Well, that was close. It's a good thing frogs can hop, or I'd be gone with the Schwinn. That is such a great movie.
Yeah, it is.
It's so killer. I loved that song when I was a kid. Like my parents used to. That was the only one that I would sing. Like, they would try to, like, get me to sing the other songs, and I would be like, moving right along.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's all because of the dug-a-dung, dug-a-dung
part. That's the best part.
Yeah, yeah.
Da-da-dun, da-da-dun. He, and Kermit, you know, does exactly what you want to do, right, and do the dug-a-dung, dug-a-dung.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they do it in that cover, which is excellent.
Yeah, it takes a whole nother level.
So I couldn't find, like, I couldn't just buy just the MP3 anywhere, because I just wanted moving right along. Mm-hmm. You had to buy the whole album. But I think that cover does it pretty good.
That's a pretty good,
good
rendition of it.
I think they're pretty true while also making it worthwhile to do a cover.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
And maybe you don't agree. Not you personally.
No, I agree.
It seems like you do agree.
I agree.
Those listening may not agree.
That's one of my favorite Alkaline Trio performances.
Hey, all right.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Next to all of the ones that I hate.
Oh!
I'm just kidding. No, I think they did a pretty good job with that.
So you got to wrap it up.
All right, I'm gonna close this out here. I said earlier that I love a sing along.
Oh yeah,
and this.
By the way, that's a sing along.
That is a sing along. Yeah,
another perfect two-parter.
Fit. Yeah, you get the combo there. Well, these.
Yeah.
I sing along to Weezer every road trip.
Oh, okay.
Never fails. Doesn't ever fail. The actual songs may change, like, and they have changed over time. Like, when I was in high school, went on road trips, it was always the Blue Album. And then, like, later years, it became Pinkerton. Later years, it became a mix. Okay. Sometimes I'll listen to a mix.
Yeah.
This song is from Pinkerton, their second album. It's not as obviously sing-alongable, I think, as the Blue Album, or definitely not, like, their later stuff.
Okay.
But it does involve a little bit of transgeographic longing.
Okay.
How about that?
Yeah.
So it seems like a fitting one, and it's a great song to sing along with. So if you know it, you can sing along with it. If you don't know it, you will have heard it, and then when you go on a road trip with us next time, you can sing along with it. Because everybody who listens to the show is going on our next road trip.
Right.
I don't know if they know that, but yeah. Speaking of Weezer, we're going to do a cruise. It's going to be the archive cruise, but it's going to be on the road.
On the road.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, here we go. This is Weezer, Across the Sea.
Oh.
18-year-old girl who lives in a small city of Japan. Bye.